Good afternoon. This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. This one is on the TOLONEWS, TOLONEWS.com/EN/Afghanistan. This was posted a while ago, the 14th of October, 2012, and I want to address it. It is entitled, 80% of Afghan Blindness is Treatable. Now, I'm reading this to you on purpose. It's a short article, very short, and then I'd like to give you an idea. More than 3,000 Afghans with severe eyesight failure have been treated through the Ministry of Health's mobile eye clinics in the past 2 years. But officials said more needs to be done, with 80% of those with eye problems believed to have treatable condition. Marking World Sight Day at a conference in Kabul, Health Minister Saria Dalil said Afghanistan has an estimated 400,000 people who are completely blind and another 25,000 people without sight in one eye. Dalil added that many of those suffering from eyesight failure were not born with the condition, but rather received the disability through violence or other causes. Let me say that again. Many of those were not born of the condition, but received the disability through violence or other causes. The Ministry of Health has been able to expand eye care centers throughout the provinces. The mobile clinics have been inaugurated in remote areas which have treated 3,000 people so far. They have also distributed glasses to those with eye problems for free. World Health Organization representative for Afghanistan, Ashfaq Ahmad, urged at the Kabul conference for Afghan health workers to identify and provide the necessary treatments for the patients with eye issues in order to reduce the level of blind people in the country. Of 400,000 blind people, 80%, that is 320,000 by the way, have been identified by the World Health Organization to have a treatable condition. I urge the Afghan health workers to provide basic health care services, training, prevention, and awareness to treat the eye issue on time in order to reduce the problem in the country. According to the World Health Organization statistics, there are around 285 million people with eye problems around the world, 39 of which are clinically blind, and 246 million have some eyesight, but it's poor quality vision. And they are the promoter of the World Sight Day. Also, they say that 82% of the blind people around the world are more than 50 years old. Now, I've taken your precious time, and I do believe it is important to just let you know that if you're an optometrist or if you are an eye doctor, any kind of expert in the field, you could very well use that to gain entrance to a mission field that has its door shut to the gospel. Scripture is clear in more than one way that if we can do good as we have opportunity, we ought to do good. Galatians 6:10 says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith." Here locally, we have the ability every September, because of a brother in another Baptist church here in the area, for dentists to get involved and be able to provide a day of free care to those who are attending the Cumberland County Fair. There is a dental truck that is a lot like your mobile blood donor vehicles put up by the Red Cross and other areas, other organizations, where you can go and serve or give. Well, it's the same way with this dental thing here in at the Cumberland County Fair each September. I hope that we can find a dentist or someone who works in the dental field who would be willing to donate their time. But here in the international sector, I found this article and I thought it was touching, because I think that there's probably at least one eye doctor under the sound of my voice who would not mind a little bit of adventure, yes, but better yet, to be able to apply for a visa to go to Afghanistan and do some work for the Lord. I don't know how long, I don't know how much, I don't know if you're still in the field, I don't know if you'd have to get your certifications updated. But often, the cure to a lot of our problems, no pun intended, is found within the membership of our own Bible preaching churches. Are there any eye doctors out there today looking for an avenue into a country that's closed to the gospel, so that when you're looking into a young person's eyes and speaking to them through a translator, that you can give them the gospel? Is it possible that you would start preparing today for something in another field? In my former life, within the Army, I was a high-voltage electrician. Well, industry specifically, I was a medium-voltage electrician. And there are a lot of nations today that are open to power plant operators and medium-voltage electrician experts that are not open to the gospel. We need to be able to stand next to people at the water fountains, maybe learn their language and talk to them and give them a little bit of Jesus at a time. I wonder if that's you today. I urge you to think about what God has equipped you with, what He's put in your toolbox, and see if maybe it is for such a time as this for you to invest your time, your energy, your efforts, your resources into the kingdom. Maybe Brian can partner with you in that regard. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.